Welcome to the Andrea Kaye Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kaye.
Welcome to hour two of tonight's Andrea Kaye Show on this hump day. If y'all missed last hour, we had some fun, some laughs. Joe Biden lost a battle with the teleprompter today. Jack Smith may be losing the classified documents case down in Florida as Judge Cannon unsealed some devastating documents for the government's case and the devastation taking place across the campus with the rise of anti-Jewish and anti-American sentiment is incredibly disturbing. If you missed any part of it, definitely download the podcast and revisit it because we're moving on to some different topics. And the guy that's gonna, he keeps the show moving. He keeps it rolling along. He's the grease that keeps things going. It is DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Well, I'm happy to do it because there's just left and right, just everywhere I look, just more attacks on America, the American people. And I just wonder, you know, because we talk a lot about the younger generation and people, you know, closer to my age. Why are there so many people who are, you know, in the youth and in the younger generations who are just completely complacent, apathetic? It's like, guys, don't you want some prosperity? Don't you want America to be on top? Why are so many people so okay with just sitting on the sidelines and watching this country fall apart piece by piece, day by day? I just don't understand it. I really just cannot relate to it at all.
Well, with the young people, they've been steeped and indoctrinated into the notion that they can't get anywhere on their own, that communism, we fostered a society, a culture of mediocrity. That, it's actually more complicated than that. They feel as though they admire or they want the life of a Kim Kardashian, but they think that it's something that magically happens or even if they know that it's not something that magically happens, I'm having a tough time articulating the schizophrenic mindset of young people today. And it is schizophrenic because they'll look at somebody like a Kim Kardashian and think, I want that lifestyle, and not understand or appreciate that the only reason why somebody like a Kim Kardashian, who really had no skills, but was able to reach the level of wealth that she did, was based upon just like these lefties or the LeBron James that, you know, want to bash this country and promote communism, don't realize that this is the only country in the system of the world in which somebody like him could rise to the level of wealth. Yes, there's only a few people in this country, a small percentage of Americans with that level of wealth. But that doesn't mean you trash the entire system. So it's like the young people have bought into this notion that they want that lifestyle. They don't understand the value of hard work. They've never been taught anything about hard work. They haven't been taught anything about capitalism. They haven't been taught anything about opportunity and how it works in ambition. And so they just think, well, you know, I might as well, you know, go on board with communism, and you know, and then at least I might have a roof over my head. I think that's part of it. You know, then we also have a segment of society that doesn't even care. They are really the ones that have embraced mediocrity. We have so many people that don't strive. We've taken the striving, the ambition out of the human spirit in this country to where it's like, well, you know, they no longer at the age of 25 strive to be married, have a family, and own a home, because with that comes a whole lot of effort and hard work, doesn't it?
Yes. And those things are good for you and they're fulfilling, and it's the backbone of what we're doing. Just because on that point, it leads to this whole – the breakdown of the family unit and the reverberation from it. I mean, we're looking at a real population kind of crisis, not an overpopulation one, but an underpopulation. We have so many problems. We need good people in government. We need good people in business. We're running out of great candidates. The pool of people – who are hardworking, smart, virtuous, and good-hearted is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it makes it very difficult to run a society. So what's going to happen when that number gets to near zero? Does everything just collapse?
Well, I mean, we're being replaced right now in this country. So, you know, they want Americans to not have children. They want Americans so that they can justify replacing, Americans who might want to vote for a capitalist system and might want to keep the system for which we founded. They want to replace them with the illegal aliens coming here. It's like I've said before, there's no abortion clinics down at the border. They want all these pregnant people to come here and pop out as many babies as possible and vote Democrat. So there's a war on children. I can't find the article right now, but the Supreme Court's been hearing arguments about an Idaho abortion law. And evidently, I thought I saw an article earlier today about how some of the women justices on the Supreme Court were arguing over it. I don't know which ones. I would imagine it'd be Sotomayor and Kagan. I wouldn't imagine that Amy Coney Barrett would be in any kind of argument over an abortion ban, but you never know, because I was talking about her last hour and how she twists herself into a pretzel to not be perceived negatively by certain people. But clearly Roe v. Wade did more to destroy. It was the most important aspect of the cultural Marxist movement in this country to change America. It was never about women's rights. It was always about separating us from God and destroying the family and destroying our belief that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to hear today, there was, some pro-abortion rally happening outside the Supreme Court. And I've got a clip of a pro-abortion activist. The insanity that these people spew is really disturbing, if you can play that.
Abortion extremists to ban abortion, to ban birth control, and to ban fertility care nationwide. Boo! Boo to that! And to that we say, abortion is health care, abortion saves lives, abortion always.
Abortion always. Abortion saves lives. Only the left could be so demented as to say that killing the life of a child, killing a child saves lives. That's so demented. And of course, that's the extreme notion here. These are the extremists, but they want to label anybody that's pro-life as extremist. And they want to level ridiculous accusations that we're trying to ban birth control across the country. It's just insanity to manipulate the minds of women. But look, as I talked about last hour, obviously women's minds are easily manipulated, because I saw a woman changing a tire while two men stood there on the side of the road today. Thoughts, Sesame?
I mean, it's horrifying, and I really don't know how you negotiate with someone who is so completely delusional. I really do wonder at some point if it is sort of a pathological thing. I mean, abortion is murder. It's evil, plain and simple, in every instance. And this myth that abortion is somehow healthcare or somehow helps women is toxic, and it is a complete violation of everything that we should stand for. I mean, what other America? One of the things that used to make this place exceptional was the fact that we guaranteed to you to protect your God-given right to life. Man does not determine for you who gets to live and who gets to die, at least not when it comes to unborn children. The death penalty is a different conversation. But the point is, that was one of the things that made us special. And now you see this weird resurgence of a sort of neo-pagan take on it, where it's like, we don't just want abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. No, no, no. Progressives want people to see abortion as inherently a good thing, as a benefit to society, mm-hmm. and as a critical healthcare thing, as if a woman's going to die if she doesn't get an abortion, which is exactly what they say about the trans stuff. If you don't let the kids take puberty blockers, then they will kill themselves. That talking point's completely false, and these talking points about abortion are also false. It's the same flawed logic over and over again.
I found the article on Daily Mail about the Supreme Court justices' heated arguments today. And Amy Coney Barrett did express her, quote, shock that at the risk a doctor would have to take on in order to provide an emergency abortion to save a life and potentially be criminally prosecuted. Amy Coney Barrett, there has never been a time in this country where a child needed to be murdered in order to save the life of its mother. If a woman is 6 months pregnant and she is, struggling in some way, they could, perform a cesarean section and deliver the baby. There's no need. There's never been a case in this country, a medical need to kill the baby in a mother's womb to save her. That doesn't even make sense. If it's early in, why would you need to abort the baby to save the woman? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make common sense and it doesn't make medical sense. So I expect Amy Coney Barrett to probably join in with the left on this issue. If a woman, Solicitor General Elizabeth said today, doctors in Idaho and the women in Idaho are in an impossible position. If a woman comes to an emergency room facing a grave threat to her health, but she isn't yet facing death, doctors either have to delay treatment and allow her condition to materially deteriorate, or they're airlifting her out of the state so she can get the emergency care she needs. What emergency care? What emergency care are women not getting because they're pregnant? Women are getting chemotherapy for cancer when they're pregnant. I saw a woman the other day. I think that she got some kind of, I can't remember what it was. She went septic and had both limbs, all four of her limbs amputated while pregnant. What life-threatening care are women not getting when they're pregnant? This is ridiculous. Samuelito asks, does health mean only physical health or does it also include mental health? There could never lead to pregnancy termination because this is not the accepted standard of practice. It's just some of the weeds here is just stupid. Insane. And of course, the Supreme Court heard this case, but the Supreme Court was unwilling to hear the case out of Arizona that was brought by Carrie Lake, an Arizona Secretary of State, of documentation of crimes that were committed involving software and the election machines that were under scrutiny after the gubernatorial election, in which machines were not properly tested. They shut down. People were sent home. People didn't get to vote. According to the paperwork that was filed, the state law was violated because software changes were made to the machines, not done so according to state law. And yet the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. But yet they're willing to hear a case over abortion. Sometimes this court gets it right. And, as conservatives, they overturn Roe v. Wade. And sometimes they don't get it right. And this is and we talked about this last hour with Tom DeBacaro as to where we're at legally in this country. Our legal system is bad because so many of our lawyers are. How many good law schools do we have that are really teaching constitutional law versus the left's perversion of the law to push their agenda? Amy Coney Barrett came out of Notre Dame. Most of the Supreme Court justices came out of Harvard, Yale, outfits that, I wouldn't even let Gator use as a, I wouldn't let Gator use a degree from Harvard as a wee-wee pad. And Harvard's gone, by the way, if you saw any of the video today of coming out of there. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We are going to talk about this TikTok ban. Because it's the kind of thing that always sounds good on its face, right? Oh, this evil TikTok, this Chinese, social media outlet that's stealing data. And yeah, let's ban TikTok. Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kaye Show. Did you guys know that buried deep in this foreign aid bill, not only buried deep in it was something like $6 billion, supposedly, allegedly for humanitarian aid in Gaza, it is really going to end up in the hands of Hamas, right? Now I'm flashing on Jimmy Carter calling Hezbollah a humanitarian philanthropic organization. The insanity is just more than I can stand. But buried deep inside this foreign aid bill was a ban on TikTok. Now, what in the world does TikTok have to do with reportedly saving the world from the evil Putin and military aid and military equipment and munitions needs to immediately be given to Ukraine? What does it got to do with TikTok? Nothing. Well, kind of. You know, one of the things that Vivek Ramaswamy did so well back during those Republican debates, just really handling Nikki Haley, was the posturing and the virtue signaling from Miss Neocon, Dick Cheney in heels, as it was, well, we got to ban TikTok. And remember when Vivek was like, well, doesn't your daughter have that TikTok account? Why are you talking about my family? You know, that whole thing. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy did a really good job of reminding the American people that this was a bunch of virtue signaling crap, because if they really gave a rat's hiney about China hacking our systems, they wouldn't have allowed China to infiltrate our infrastructure systems, as just recently been admitted, right? Wasn't it just a few days ago, Sesame, in which they admitted, or Christopher Wray admitted, that Chinese hackers had hacked into and were inside all of our infrastructure system? Back in 2009, China practically virtually backed up an 18-wheeler to the GSA and stole the identities of 40,000 Americans and did nothing about it. Right now, we've got, I think, didn't we talk to Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote about an update on the Konik election software system run by a guy who works for the Chinese Communist Party? And that company is running elections in Los Angeles, Texas, now Milwaukee. After our government confirmed with, quote, 100% certainty that Konik was taking data and sending it back to China. But yeah, TikTok is the biggest threat. Look, I don't like TikTok. I think what it's doing to the youth people out there with these algorithms, sucking them into all these TikTok challenges that are killing children, sucking them into transgenderism, I think it's incredibly evil. I think any parent that allows their kid to be on TikTok is insane. It is absolute evil. But let's not pretend that the government is saving anything or anybody here by banning TikTok. And there are too many, there are a lot of people, a lot of adults that have careers monetized off of TikTok and are now looking at having been destroyed for power. Here's a little bit of the background. It is the labeled as Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. And under this act, the company that owns ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, has been given, I think, 9 months to a year to sell this to an American company, or they will be banned. Of course, TikTok or ByteDance is going to appeal this. It's going to make its way through the courts. It's going to take a while before this happens. But it's certainly... doesn't portend well, you know, whether it's a year from now or 3 years from now, for those that have monetized their careers through TikTok. And a lot of the influencers there are just incredibly concerned. There's a lot of people making a whole lot of money off of TikTok. It will be once passed, according to Business Insider, the bill would mean TikTok could be banned in the U.S. in 2025, but it could even take longer. I don't know how much all the details of this really matters. I mean, if the government was so concerned about what TikTok is doing, why would they give them 9 months? Why wouldn't they just ban it? And why did the Biden administration, why did the Biden campaign just open up a new TikTok account? Before I go any further, what are your thoughts on this, Sesame?
Yeah, I mean, I don't use TikTok. I've tried. I think it's just a very weird, clunky app that doesn't really offer much, if any, real tangible benefit. But this is a free society, and I don't like the idea of empowering the deep state or the intel community or anybody else or the government when it comes to banning social media apps. I'm not sure why they picked 9 months. Maybe they genuinely do want to give them a company or a chance to try to find an American buyer, which I guess isn't a completely unreasonable request. I mean, ideally, it would be an American-owned company if it's operating in America. And there is some national security concern, sure. But generally, I don't like this idea of banning it. And I think it's very interesting that it's happening now while Biden is in office, because TikTok is competition in terms of the market for Facebook and Instagram and these other social media platforms that donate millions of dollars to Democrats, including Joe Biden. So I don't know if this is something that they're pushing in part because it's going to benefit the deep state and some of these puppet social media platforms like Facebook that really do a lot of bidding for Democrats. I think that's probably a part of it, but I don't know. And overall, I'm not really interested in just giving the government even more authority, any more power that will be used against us later. People may be cheering for it now, but that will be a tool or a weapon against you later in some other form. I don't know where the line would be drawn in the sand. I don't know where they would stop. And the logic for banning TikTok just doesn't – I don't think it's a compelling enough of an argument. I mean, I think that people should be off of TikTok. I would not recommend that people use it. I certainly wouldn't want my kids on it or anything. And I don't use it, but it's a free country, and I really don't like the precedent that would be established by giving the government the authority to just ban it based on the allegation that it's a tool of a foreign entity, because they could just start accusing any app they don't like of being a Russian puppet and then do the same thing. So I don't see how this ends well.
Well, that's – yeah. And it as I'm reading the language – there's some things that are incredibly disturbing here. It says this bill prohibits distributing, maintaining, or providing internet hosting services for a foreign adversary controlled application. Okay. However, the prohibition does not apply to a covered application that executes a qualified divestiture as determined by the president.
Right.
Right. The president is being given all the power here to make these determinations. It goes on. Under the bill, a foreign adversary controlled application, and there's no definition of what it means by foreign adversary. What's the definition of a foreign adversary? A foreign adversary controlled application, controlled how? Ownership? Or just that's where its base is in a foreign country? There's no definitions here. Under the bill, a foreign adversary controlled application is directly or indirectly operated by, and it says, or TikTok, ByteDance, or TikTok, quote, including subsidiaries or successors that are controlled by a foreign adversary, or a social media company that is controlled by a foreign adversary and has been, quote, determined by the, well, that's quote, determined by the president to present a significant threat to national security. What this did was gave the president of the United States complete power to decide whether or not any social media company is a threat. The bill authorizes the Department of Justice to investigate violations of the bill and enforce the bill's provisions. That's beyond a slippery slope, isn't it, Sesame?
Oh, it's I mean, we're already sliding closer and closer to authoritarianism and to moving away, far away from federalism and far away from checks and balances. And just the most sinister part of it, you listen to clowns like Hillary Clinton saying, everything we do is about saving democracy and protecting democracy. But really, it's about concentrating power and eroding the Constitution and undermining our God-given rights and stripping people of their power and making sure you do everything possible to control the narrative, to make sure you control everything that people see, everything that people hear, everything that people are allowed to say. So that goes for the same with their hate speech laws and just about everything else they're doing. And by the way, if Democrats are calling for it or progressives are cheering for it, then you must know that somehow it's going to be used to benefit their political agenda. That's all they ever think about all the time. This isn't a question about the Constitution or, gee, what would the founding fathers think right now? How can we take their lessons and apply them to this modern situation? No, they're only thinking about – their only calculus is – is this going to benefit us politically? Is this going to help us advance the agenda? If yes, then push for it. If not, then hit the brakes. So we need to understand that and start realizing that there's always, like you say, there's a second and a third and a fourth level implication. So what looks good maybe on paper and what seems well-intentioned is actually putting us on the road to hell. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And it's just so obvious with this. It really is.
Yeah, it's I said at the time when this first started coming about, we don't need this government. It doesn't make sense. This government's done nothing to protect us from China, from stealing our intellect. Look how they allowed a balloon to go back and forth and hover over our military installations, knowing it was sucking up data. You think there's something good here planned with this TikTok ban? After the Biden campaign just opened up a TikTok account, you really think that this is a benign plan here? No. This is about setting up the stage where they can shut down social media. Probably Truth Social. That's probably what the plan is going forward. All right, we're going to take a skinny, tiny little break. But we got more to chat about on the other side. Got a couple emails to read to you guys and then more, so stick with us.
AK, dynamite in a dress. Or just Andrea Kay, whatever you call her. She's on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I was going to read some emails from you guys, but I can't get into my email account. I don't know. You know, it's I've never gotten this thing before telling me that there's some settings, you know, I don't know. I feel like my email has been hacked. There's something going on there. But I don't understand. So can't read, listener emails there. I did get an email though on another account, which isn't part of AndreaKayShow.com. Remember last week, you and I were talking about how we like to eat pizza on Fridays. Sandy sent a picture of a pizza with broccolini on it.
Oh,
so yeah, evidently wow. That is a thing. Not that I will be honest, as much as I love you, that's not going to be a new favorite topping for me.
Oh, no, none taken. No offense taken.
Not on pizza.
That's gotta be a weird flavor profile. I mean, truly, unless the only thing is, I guess if you made it a white pie, then maybe, because sometimes they'll do spinach and stuff. But even then, still, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a pizza pie purist. Although,
do you like white pizza, though? Do you like a white pie?
I do, just like I like barbecue chicken pizza, but it's not my go-to.
Well, you talk about barbecue chicken pizza, like, very unenthusiastically. I mean,
it's good. It's really good. Because basically, if you think about it, pizza is really just a flat open sandwich, right? You got bread, you know, you got some sauce, right? You got some meat, cheese. I mean, it's basically an open face sandwich, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I like a traditional Italian pizza. My favorite is pepperoni.
All right, yeah, so, fair
you know,
enough,
I'm not one to want to put. I'm also, when it comes to sandwiches, I'm also not one who likes cold mixed with hot. So I don't typically put lettuce, and I don't eat raw tomatoes because they're slimy. So, you know, I don't really want salad on top of my pizza.
You don't like raw
tomatoes?
Not really
interested. No, no.
Really?
No, no, no. Huh. I don't eat no raw tomato.
All right.
They're just slimy. It's nasty.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess so. I think of it as more refreshing, but I mean, fair enough. I get it.
No.
All right.
No. Do you eat mushrooms?
Sometimes. I can.
I don't
eat
like
them.
A mushroom either.
I'm not a fan of them, but I will eat them sometimes.
Yeah, I won't eat them. I don't even want to have to pick them off. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Okay.
They taste like feet. The texture is slimy and nasty.
The texture is the weirdest part. Yeah, fair enough. The texture is weird. Flavoring, no, I mean, you can make them taste better. Like if you have some nice mushroom with your steak or something, and you can put it in a situation where it's going to add to it. But I mean, the texture is the weirdest part. It does kind of have like a rubbery.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. Fair enough.
Yeah, it is.
But the idea of sesame broccolini though on a pizza, I mean, that's. Who would even
That's
do
just
that?
Strange. Yeah.
Like, I mean, who's even thinking that would be a
Look,
good idea?
There's people that eat pineapple on a pizza. Okay. Explain that one to me.
I like pineapple on a pizza sometimes.
No. No. Why don't you just put some strawberries on a pizza? I mean, that's just doesn't make any sense. Well, I mean, why don't you throw some banana on it?
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I mean, you might as well.
Well, I mean, I think the pineapple's got like a...
Throw some fruit salad on the top of it. You know? Anyway. All right. We always end up talking about food. Let's get back to politics here. Apparently, not long after Joe Biden read 4 more years and pause, apparently he also threatened again to punch President Trump. Dude, you can't navigate. You can't secure authority over a teleprompter. You really expect us to believe that you can take down Trump? Come on now. He said, just give him a straight left. Yeah. Just
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, think of the guys you grew up with and you'd like get into the corner and just give them a straight left. Was that get him into a corner? The only people you've on record of getting into a corner was Tara Reid.
Oh.
Okay. We've seen you get handsy with children, not publicly, not in a corner. Yeah, those are the ones that we've seen you giving a left to, a little left hand on the outside of a breast. Yeah, I've witnessed it. So that's not me making false accusations. We've all seen it. The fact that anybody could vote for this man. If you voted for Biden, or if you could vote for him, explain yourself. And I'm angry again today because we've got the DeSantis, the D team, continuing to go after Trump today. Retweeting, oh, you know, I'm hearing from people that, you know, they just can't vote for Trump in November because his influencers attacked DeSantis influencers and they started it. I told one of them today, former friend of mine, I can't even consider him a friend anymore. It's just too deranged. And I'm like, you know, you're reminding me of me and my brother in the back seat of a car on a road trip when we were like 6 and 8. He's 2 years older. And we'd be getting into a fight. My brother, it was never me. My brother was always the one, she started it. And that's exactly what's going on here. This country is literally going off a cliff. We're hanging off a cliff. And we've got Ron DeSantis voters saying that they're going to have to vote for RFK Jr., because Trump's influencers supposedly called him names. You know, is this where we're at, conservatives? If you could vote for Joe Biden by staying home and not voting for Trump because you're mad at Trump, I need you to explain that to me. Would you be considering that if it was your 2 children that were raped by the illegal alien in Michigan yesterday? Would you be saying that if Lake and Riley was your daughter? She might be. I just don't even understand some people, Sesame. It's just too strange for me. There's a disturbing story coming out of Turks and Caicos. An American has been arrested on gun possession, and he's looking at 12 years in prison for having a tiny bit of hunting ammo in his carry-on bag. Robbie Starbuck is tweeting out, don't visit there until he's sent home. I'm torn over this. You know, Americans need to understand, I have been saying this for decades now, the U.S. Constitution does not follow you abroad. And you need to use your sense and your wisdom and your brains when you're traveling around the world, because Americans need to stop putting themselves in these positions and then expecting the United States, by hook or by crook, to come and get them out. I have sympathy for him, but what is he doing carrying hunting ammunition in a carry-on bag to go to Turks and Caicos? Are we now going to say, because it was hunting ammo, that the United States should, you know, bring him back? But yet Brittany Griner, we didn't want that when Brittany Griner was busted in Russia for carrying drugs in. What are your thoughts on this, Sesame?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm sort of torn as well, because on the one hand, personally, I mean, it seems to be such a ridiculous idea that someone would be even in a situation like that facing charges for having some hunting ammunition. But that's coming from a place where we have the Second Amendment and several other amendments, and it's just it's a different culture, a completely different political system, at least on paper and in theory. So, you know, yeah, look, I just don't know what he was thinking. I sympathize.
Well,
I think
what he was is – well, let me interrupt. Robbie Starbuck was saying that, you know, there was loose hunting ammo. He didn't have a gun with him. So he probably didn't make sure that his carry on bag was, you know, he was thoughtless. He wasn't careful, probably. And, you know, that doesn't make it okay. This is why you have to be careful when you're traveling abroad. I search my bags and make sure that there's nothing in there. I'm very careful. I'm double checking. I just went to Mexico not that long ago. I double check to make sure that even when I flew to New Orleans recently, I double check to make sure, what are the rules these days in terms of carry on? How many ounces can I have of body lotion? You have to use your brains, because when you travel abroad, the U.S. Constitution doesn't follow you. And I feel bad for him. What do you think the government should be doing? He's responsible for this. I think 12 years is too long, but we can't be sending the message to Americans that you can be stupid and be careless and then expect the U.S. government. And Robbie Starbuck is saying, you know, Americans should boycott until he's brought home. I don't know that I agree with this. I'm torn over this. I want to know what you guys think. AndreaKasher.com. Anything else you want to add, Sesame?
No, I mean, I think that's I'm basically right in line with what you're thinking. I don't know what this guy was thinking, but let this be a lesson to people. Ultimately, it is your stuff. It is your possessions. You are going on this trip. You're responsible for yourself. We shouldn't all have to boycott and start a movement because of an oversight or a mistake. Even if it was a mistake, that's still on you. And I don't think we should all have to band together and start punishing ourselves and saying we're not going to do anything or go there or travel because somebody made a mistake. Either, you know, it was thoughtless and an oversight, or he just legitimately forgot, whatever it is. Okay. I don't know if the onus is on us to get involved and to rectify the situation for really what was his wrongdoing, or at least seemingly so. I mean, it's sad, but why is that our responsibility? I don't know.
It's not. I think that oftentimes when I've seen one of the shows that I used to watch all the time on, I don't remember what channel it was on, was Locked Up Abroad. Primarily about Americans getting busted for traveling with drugs. But it's, you know, whether you're busted for drugs or in this case ammunition, you've been arrested as American in a foreign country. And oftentimes what happens is, they serve far less of the prison term and they are brought back to the States at some point. That's what ends up getting negotiated. And I think that that's what should happen here in this case. All right, we're going to take a break, but I want to know what you guys think. AndreaKShow.com, AndreaKShow.com. Final segment of tonight's Andrea K Show coming up.
AK, dynamite in a dress, or just Andrea K, whatever you call her. She's on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea K Show. We are almost out of time. We've certainly had a great time hanging out with you guys here. Email me at AndreaKShow.com, AndreaKShow.com. Follow me on all the socials. Download the podcast wherever you get your pods if you missed any of it. And we certainly would appreciate if you would share it with other people. And I've got to continue. I keep forgetting to share with you guys. Take your health back. Now more than ever, we've got to purge. For me, I started using this NanoSoma spray to deal with some major issues that I had. And I have completely restored my body. I feel like I have purged the years of antibiotics out. The Magic Dicol NanoSoma spray, it helps boost your natural immunity. It helps your body generate vitamin C, regulate your vitamin D receptors, and just make you, my energy levels are higher than they've been in many years. And I just encourage you guys, go give it a try. What do you have to lose? It's worked so much for me. IWantMyHealthBack.com/AK. Tomorrow is Friday Eve. We haven't really planned that much about the show because we like to bring you guys the latest and greatest in the breaking stories of the day. So we'll be back tomorrow night. Sesame, how can people follow you on the socials?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at RileyLewis760. Please don't be a stranger. Any story ideas, guest ideas, wacky things you see online, just reach out to me. Never hesitate. I'm always curious and looking for feedback.
And also, we have a 24-hour hotline, 844-814-5227. I know I've got some messages we've received from some people, and sometimes they get a little long for us to play, and they got to be edited down. So, but we're gonna play some of those for you guys. So I love you all. Peace out. Keep your head on a swivel. It's dangerous out there. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow.